Like, wow, the internet is not always good for bonsai. I have a friend who's a keen amateur photographer, and in a bid to boost her skills, she uses online sources rather than formal educational courses. In a short time, she's discovered that there are many excellent sources on the web, but there's also a fair number of poor ones. In the case of photography sources, the weaknesses are mostly in the presentation rather than the factual content, and that, sadly, is where photography differs from the online version of the art of bonsai. The growth of bonsai experts on the internet continues apace. Bonsai groups are plentiful on social media, especially Facebook, where a group can have well into 1,000 of members. Many of those posting use it as a learning opportunity by putting their trees up for critique, just as my friend does with her photography groups. Yet the bulk of the bonsai posters seldom get more than a simple like or wow. Other respondents are eager to pass polite comment and praise on posts, even when the tree is obviously deficient in some way. In many cases, the original poster is looking for genuine assistance and advice as to how better their tree. But in far too many others, the original poster is merely looking for respondents to heap praise on them. And worse, sometimes the original poster is unable to accept anything but this level of praise and goes on the defensive when their tree is criticised, irrespective of how gentle and positively the respondent gives that criticism. And irrespective of the expert status of the respondent, accusations of, "Oh, you're just a snob," or "you're just trying to get me to pay out for your tuition," these abound. And this is precisely why very few professional bonsai artists are active on Facebook or other social media platforms now, and those who are rarely pass comment or judgment. In the old days of forums as opposed to Facebook groups, experts' input was welcomed and appreciated. Sadly, modern social media has led to the notion that everyone's opinion is equally valid whether they have the knowledge or experience to back it up. Even worse is the anti-expertise movement, wherein our best bonsai craftspeople, and our real experts, are made to feel that theirs is not a valued opinion. Some will see this as tragic. After all, who would you rather have your tree liked by? A recognised expert or someone whose own posted trees are no great shakes? But simple and awful truth is that those best placed to offer advice rarely do so, as their honesty is far too often, as already stated, interpreted as arrogance or worse. For example, I put my neck on the line and commented recently on a yew progression over 7 years and remarked that it was 7 years wasted, and given my reason for saying so. I sat back and watched the tirade of posts cascade down the screen, most of the comments aimed at me boiled down to the fact that I'm a professional and that I was bang out of order because this guy was a beginner and should be encouraged. I backed up my argument with a comparison to a rather poor beech tree that was worked for 7 years and became a winner at the final Ginkgo show in Belgium. Those 7 years were not wasted, yet few agreed, and many chose to skirt over the glaringly obvious. When I asked, "Well, how many would love this tree in their garden?" nobody replied. Why is that, I wonder? The argument hinged on the contention that the 7 years were not wasted, as the owner had gained new skills with its development. But the only other professional artist who commented said, "Sorry, but with good skills you could make a nice tree out of this material." And that is my point. For many of us, our understanding of what makes a great bonsai has come through years of studying great bonsai, whether in books or at major shows. For the most part, with the exception of a few specialist groups, the information that is coming at us through social media is unfiltered at best, and you're never going to develop the right skills if you are repeatedly told that your stick in a pot is amazing, nor are you going to learn it if you take offence at what those who do know what they're talking about say and advise. The beginners in the bonsai journey who do not have access to a bonsai school, teacher, or learned friend may in some cases strike it lucky if they are a bit more discerning in which online sources they consult. If they are not, they will in all likelihood continue down the path of mediocrity, hoping that one day their stick in a pot will be a great bonsai because nobody had the guts to tell them otherwise. And the biggest irony of all, The internet has the power and capability to be a valuable and effective learning source. But the only when the experts are recognised as such and critique is given in a meaningful and educational manner. And by this I mean, of course, the experts have to be a little more humble than they are in some cases. In any artistic venture, bonsai, photography or whatever, there has to be an acceptance of what is good information and what is not. The current system of mutual backpatting groups does not foster that acceptance. By the way, after this podcast, feel free to insert a suitable sad emoji here. Just please don't give me a like or a wow. LOL. Thanks for listening.